This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. A couple of years ago, I did a panel thing at a big Vanity Fair conference out in Hollywood. Movies in this changing age of content or something. And one of the people on the panel was Patty Jenkins, a name that will sound familiar to you if you saw Wonder Woman. This was a couple of months after the movie came out, and we got to talking about the Hollywood pitch meeting and how Patty Jenkins decides what movies to do.
Honestly, I feel the same way about making a movie as I feel about dating. Like, I don't have any desire to sell or force.
Which is to say, Patty Jenkins is not a person to go into a project half interested. Her latest project is a good example. It's a mini series that starts tonight on TNT. It's called I Am the Night, loosely based on the memoir of the late Fauna Hodel, whose father George came to be a suspect in the infamous Black Dahlia murder out here in Los Angeles. Patty Jenkins, it is good to talk to you again.
So good to talk to you.
You have done TV in the past, but this series, if I'm right, is the first one that you've done like soup to nuts. You EP'd it, you created it, you did the whole thing, minus the writing, I guess, which your husband did, right?
Yes, that's right.
What is it about this story that grabbed you? And I'll break the fourth wall here. When you and I were out at that Vanity Fair thing a year and a half, 2 years ago, we talked about this project, and you were passionate about it back then.
Did we talk about
it then?
Yeah,
we did. In the green room, yeah.
Yeah, that's right. You know what's interesting about it? Right when I met Fauna Hodel and she told me her story,
right.
You know, my jaw dropped. I couldn't believe it. And it was like her journey to becoming the person that she became that was the part that hooked me. I literally had a million reasons not to do this project over the years, but the story was so incredible that it never left me. And so years and years later, when the door opened up to make it, and my husband found this great way to break it, Sam Sheridan, and tell the story, you know, we just jumped at the chance.
I want to ask you about that years and years thing, because you are clearly an extraordinarily patient woman. You waited years to do this. You waited like 14 years between Monster and Wonder Woman. You see value in biding your time.
No, I don't. I've always been trying. I never stopped trying, with the exception about 2 years when I had my son, where I said, okay, let me just do TV. But I have never stopped trying full throttle to do the things I want to do.
Do you think your days of trying and not getting to do what you want to do are done now?
For now. For the moment.
Yeah.
Life is cyclical, and I definitely see that there are ebbs and flows of when people are interested and want to make your material. I definitely know many of the greatest directors of my lifetime who struggled to get their projects made later. Mm. You know, I don't take it for granted, but hopefully I can get some great stuff made or at least try for it now.
Do you see parallels between the opportunities that exist, writ large, I guess, in movies now and with television, as much content opportunity as there is out there?
I do. I actually think we're in a pretty great moment, as Wild West as it is.
Yeah.
Because I think there was a long period of time that there were some pretty strict conditions on what was a story worth telling, how and where, you know? When I first started working, that got a little rigid because the bottom fell out of indie films and only big tentpoles were being made in the theater. And television was still pretty controlled. It was network or it was HBO and that was it, you know?
Yeah.
So I think finally, this is this incredible time where a project like this, and this is a perfect example, it just can't be told in 2 hours, but it also can't run for years. So finally, the moment has come like, wow, look at this amazing way that people can both watch and then later stream and take it in however they want, this more complicated story.
I want to take a little sideways step here and ask you about your risk tolerance and about something I read about you, a quote you had about a project you didn't take on. And frankly, I forget what it was. But the gist of your quote was, look, if I had taken this on and it had flopped, the reaction would have been different because I'm a woman versus me being a man. And I don't want to make too much of the, you know, Patty Jenkins, highest grossing female director, Wonder Woman, blah, blah, blah thing. But there is a truth in there about Hollywood that I think you can speak to.
Yeah, there were some big blockbusters that I almost did along the road that I got the clear message that they were, that nobody thought they were going to do very well. And I said, this is a major step back for me to do. because if I do it, it's going to become, listen, everything I do, for better or for worse, is female director, female director, female director. Yeah. And so it's going to carry that shade with it. Of, you know, wow, rolled the dice and on this and this female director did it and it didn't work, when everybody knew that it wasn't going to work in the first place. So that changes my attitude. Doesn't mean that I go into films being confident that they're certainly going to succeed. Wonder Woman was probably the riskiest movie that I could have taken on, but I believed in it and I believed that I had a shot. And so that's all you can do.
It's so interesting that Wonder Woman, and it makes sense, right, in retrospect, that it was risky, but you look at the way it came out and you're like, holy cow, man, what a film. I mean, we talked about this at the Vanity Fair thing. I cried in that movie where she's walking across the World War I battlefield. I was like, oh my God, this is amazing.
Oh. Thank you so much. I love that. That just means so much to me. I cannot tell you. That blows me away every time. To have that engagement with people is mind-blowing.
Patty Jenkins, new thing on TNT tonight. It's the Fauna Hodel story. It's a whole long Los Angeles thing. It's kind of amazing. It's called I Am the Night. Patty, thanks a lot.
Thank you, Kai. Great to talk to you, Kai, always.
We've got more of my conversation with Patty Jenkins. We talked about what it's like being an executive producer and having other directors work for you. Also, oh, by the way, a little movie she's working on called Wonder Woman 2. It's at marketplace.org.